Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Kristen Arnold is here. I'm glad she's here, too. She's been a member of our Brain Trust for over 9 years. She is an author, a speaker. She is an expert at helping people get their teams, cornflakes together, get them organized and operating efficiently. And she's got a new book out called Boring to Bravo. And it's all about doing a better job of speaking, engaging an audience. And she's here to talk to us about it. Kristen Arnold, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim.
It's good to have you back. How are the mussels?
You know, they're wonderful. And the lobsters are even better.
Kristen is in, she has one of her mini residences is in Prince Edward Island, which you know, folks, that's the PEI that you see on the mussels in the restaurants. And apparently you guys have the best. Mussels.
We do.
And the lobster, I guess lobsters too. Anyway, it's good to have you back, and congratulations on your book.
Thank you. Today is the first day, the official launch date, Jim.
We wouldn't expect you to do anything other than broadcasting, launching your book on our show. We'd be disappointed otherwise. I was telling the audience, Kristen, before you got here, when I told them you were coming, that, you know, people... You and I are professional speakers. That means somebody says, okay, Jim, here's 50 cents, come and speak to us. And so that makes us professionals. But there's so much speaking opportunities out there for folks who aren't professionals who often will say, I don't like to speak in front of someone else. When they know stuff that other people want to hear, They could deliver it to their chamber, to their Rotary, to the Lions Club, or to whatever group, and it's free advertising, it's free marketing, it's called PR, right?
Absolutely. And when you're doing something like that, you're called an industry speaker.
Right.
So you're positioning yourself as somebody who has a depth and a breadth of your expertise, which probably is related to your company.
And you are an expert. Deal with it. Don't deny it.
You should be an expert in your company. Otherwise, I would wonder about your value proposition.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so there's lots of opportunities for you to spread the word that doesn't cost you anything other than your time and, you know, maybe a little preparation.
Talk to us about that. How do we get, the millions of small business owners out there who know a lot, not just about their business, but about the way their industry is moving, the direction is moving, the et cetera, how the local marketplace is doing. They not only know about those things, but they know about their own products that they sell, which people may be interested in. But they're reticent to speak because they think they're not professionals.
Well, if you have something good to say, and that's the starting point, then people will listen to you, and they'll give you a whole lot of grace through the burbles and the ums and the butterflies that you may have, because the content tops everything. Now, if you can manage to be a little bit more eloquent, that's even better. That's icing on the cake. But if you have a message that people want to hear, and that's really the key point, Jim, is not to think about it as in, here's my company, and I want to tell people all about my company.
Yeah, it can't be a commercial.
No, it can't be a commercial, and it can't be about what you think they should know. And I've done this so many times, and it gets so embarrassing after a certain point. But you really have to think about who your audience is and what do they want to know that you have. And that requires just a very different mindset to put yourself in the other person's shoes and say, okay, what would be compelling for me to sit and listen to you? Why would I read your information? Why would I read your handout, your white paper? Why would I invest my time and energy with you as a relationship versus someone else?
Mm-hmm.
So think about what your area of expertise is, yes, and what your company does, but what is it that's unique about that would make somebody compelled to listen to you?
You know, one way to do this is to, everybody listening has been to a meeting in the last year where there was somebody in front of the speaking to them in the audience, to the audience, who, if you think about it, they're just like you. They're a small, they're a business owner, they're a manager of a business. And if you realize, you know, when they were up there, you probably were impressed and you said, wow, you know, this is great. And then, but wait a minute, they're no different from you. Why couldn't that be you up there instead of them?
It could. They just have more guts.
Well, yeah, exactly. And some people do. And we can't minimize, the fear of speaking, public speaking. As you know, that is the that's more than arachnophobia, trichodectrophobia. It's worse than all those phobias.
Right. Depending on which book of lists you look at,
yeah.
But it's usually in the top one or two.
Yeah. And so, you know, I'll tell you, Christian, I never take an audience for granted. I mean, I've been speaking a long time, like you, and I never take an audience for granted. I always have a little bit of butterflies. But it's because I'm trying to seek excellence, and I think that's what you got to convert that into, don't you think? Is convert your fear of speaking into just making sure that you do a good job.
Well, you know, I'll agree with you, but I'll disagree gently in that, yes, that's part of it. But I think if you really think about your speech as like a little mini conversation with a bunch of little people in the audience, because a lot of times if you focus on yourself and just trying to do the best job that you can, you'll get even more nervous.
And
I think if you really focus on the audience and being there for them, being authentic and true. I mean, we all have great conversations one-on-one with people in small groups in cocktail parties or business meetings. And if you treat a speech like a mini conversation,
mm-hmm.
then I think you can help yourself get over that kind of fear and just look at it like I'm just in my office having a conversation with you.
Right. You know, I think you're exactly right. And you know, I know people who are, obviously, the people who are outgoing, who want to engage people, they're the ones who are kind of become sort of, you think of them as being naturals for this kind of thing, to be a public speaker. But you and I both know people who are a little more surly, they're a little quieter, a little more standoffish, but they often have a wonderful, dry sense of humor that audiences love.
Absolutely.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to get Christian to continue to help us with this. The new book is called Boring to Bravo. We're going to come back. We're going to tell you where you can get this. Folks, if you're not a professional, but you own a business, you need to read this book. 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. The newsletter, the articles, the archives, the brain trust, the knowledge base, the blog, small business minutes, motivational minutes. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes anywhere in between on any topic. Under the small business sun, we got something for you there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget the poll question, and this week's poll question is about which party, political party or movement, do you think has the best ideas for the economy? And the poll's already shaping up. It's only been live one day, and it's already shaping up pretty interestingly. So when you click your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll's going so far. So check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with Christian Arnold. We're talking about making you into a public speaker. And, you know, Christian, when we went to the break, by the way, folks, Christian's book is brand spanking new. I mean, today she's launching it. It's called Boring to Bravo, Proven Presentation Techniques to Engage, Involve, and Inspire Your Audience to Action. And it's all about helping you engage your marketplace. Christian, tell us how we can find the book.
You can find it online at any major bookstore.
And how about a website?
www.boringtobravo.com.
All right. They can see excerpts of the book there?
Pardon me?
They can find excerpts of the book there?
Absolutely. And there's lots of free stuff on there, too.
Good. Now, what if some of my folks wanted an autographed copy?
If they do?
Yeah. How would they do that?
They would...
Is there an email on the website?
Send me an email on the website.
Okay. All right. They make that transaction. So, folks, you're going to want that. That'll make the price of the book more. It'll change the value. We don't, you know, in my case, Christian, when my autograph books, you're not quite sure whether it's going to go up or down. But anyway, Christian, talk to us about how we can go from boring to Bravo.
Well, I think, as we were talking about before the break, putting yourself in the participant's shoes versus thinking about what it is that you need to tell them is a big step. And then I think it's about figuring out what your hook is, figuring out what your story is. So let me give you an example. An executive that I was doing some work, and there were two executives that were kicking off a meeting. And one, thanked people for coming, and he said he was excited about the work that we were going to do. And, it was ho-hum. It was nice. But it was kind of boring, no offense,
mm-hmm.
and many of us have been there. The
mm-hmm.
second executive came up, and he went to the front of the room, and he started with a story about driving his car. And he said, I could have driven my car to work. I could have driven it to our biggest client's office. I could have driven it to the beach. I could have driven it to Disneyland. And he said, what we're going to be doing here today is we're going to be figuring out where we're driving this car. And we were doing some strategic planning. So it was a great analogy,
yeah,
that just drew people in to the conversation.
Stories are a great way to bring an audience in, and everybody can tell a story.
Everyone can, and it doesn't take much forethought. It's just when you're going in to give a presentation, whether it's to a client or it's to the Rotary or the Kiwanis or whomever, think about what is the hook that is going to engage them. Now, it could be a story. It could be a provocative question. It could be a demonstration. What is it that's going to hook people? Because we all love being, drawn in. So mm-hmm. what's going to be your flypaper that draws everybody in to your presentation?
And here's the thing. Here's a little secret that people like you and I know. Christian, that the average person out there probably doesn't know, just because they haven't thought about it. Once you create it, once you build this little hook she's talking about, as Christian's talking about, and once you get your kind of your speech developed, your presentation developed, whether it's 5 minutes or 20 minutes, you can repeat it to the next audience, and no one will know that you already gave it to somebody. You can practice. Now you've practiced it up, and you can just replay the darn thing.
Isn't that the wonderful thing?
Well, yeah.
And what you'll find is that you'll be able to take different stories and plug them in for different audiences.
Make little adjustments. But the thing is my I guess my point is, Christian, that's why it's worth the effort to create a presentation, to create your style, to build a shell for your presentation that you put different pieces of content into.
Absolutely.
And so therefore, that's the reason why it's good to make an investment in a book like yours, Boring to Bravo, but also, Christian, to maybe to get a professional to help you with this.
And that's helpful for really important presentations that you say, or you want to develop a real base so that
right.
you can go to the Kiwanis and then do something a little bit different for the Rotary and do something a little bit different for the Chamber. But you've got that core structure that you can always rely on.
Right.
You're kind of moving I call it the ornaments on the Christmas tree. You have the Christmas tree set up in place, but depending on where you are and who you're speaking to, you're going to hang different ornaments, and those are the different techniques that you would have, like stories and questions and go to my book and you'll find about 99 different techniques that you can hang on that.
99. How about that?
99. How about that?
Give us the website again, Christian.
It's www.boringtobravo.com.
And Christian, will you come back? Why don't we do a series on this book?
Sure.
Why don't we pick out, why don't we just go through the 99 over time and just pick out a handful and do them. How about that? I think that'd be helpful for folks.
That'd be great.
Let's do that. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Jim.
Good job, as always. Christian Arnold, ladies and gentlemen. Boring to Bravo, wherever books are sold. Check it out at the website, too. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. I promise I'll be right back.
And we are airplanes.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.